This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friends and colleagues, Carol Morgan and Brian Nani. Good morning, guys. This is going to be a fun conversation. Looking forward to it.
I am very excited about this guest.
Yeah, very excited.
So we're all excited.
We get to talk about theater and
get to talk about the theater.
Performance, yeah. I want to see.
Avenue Q.
Yeah, well, it's going to be good stuff. Let's get to it. Let's say hello to our guest. Her name is Lisa Adler. She's the artistic director with the Horizon Theater Company. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Thanks for stopping by and giving us some time.
Sure.
Before we get into a conversation around Horizon, everything going on there, take a quick second, inform the audience a bit about you and your background.
Sure. Well, I have been running this Horizon Theater Company, which is located in Little Five Points, for my entire professional adult life. I have started the company when I was 24 years old, and I am now
36 and holding.
Yeah, you got it. But I've been running it a really long time, about 30 years, and have been doing contemporary theater there since then. But I have a background as an actor. I got an undergraduate degree in acting and then came to Atlanta to work for the Academy Theater, which was a really large theater in town back in the day, and started our own company and have been doing that ever since. And just, I tell people, instead of changing jobs, I've just changed the job to fit how I was changing.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love that.
But we do contemporary plays. We do a full season, pretty much year round. We do education programs. We do live professional theater for the most part. And then we take things out on the road like we're doing with this Avenue Q that's going other places.
Oh, this is going to be a fun conversation. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit more about Horizon Theater and the building itself. I understand that it was a school back in the early 1900s.
Yeah, we're in the Little Five Points area. So we're kind of in the up happening. We're just not far from the Beltline at all, but it was not such when we moved in years ago. But it's an old school building. It's been converted and we are in 172 seat, very intimate professional theater. So you're really close to the stage everywhere. And people that have been coming, I just love it for that. They're right up close to these wonderful actors. We've got these amazing set designers who they wow people when they walk in the door. And we were kind of like stuck in the back. So people think of it as their secret that they're keeping and spreading to their friends. And that's how we've grown over the year, become the very well-kept and publicized secret. So we're back there on Little Five Points. But we do contemporary plays, things that have been, like right now we're doing something that won the Tony Award in 2013 for Best Play called Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike. That's what's happening in our current space. And then we also develop plays that are about our community. We're getting ready to do a play about public education in the fall called A+, and it's collected from interviews with parents and teachers about public education. And we created a story around that, and that will happen in the fall.
Oh, that sounds fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah. And before that, we did a play called Third Country that was about Clarkston. Georgia is one of the diverse cities in the country. They have something like 65 nationalities there, and we did a play about that community and a refugee community there and the people that serve that refugee community.
You know, if I was going to retire from the radio business and start a theater company, I think I would do it in Little Five.
There you go.
It just seems to me that, talk about the vibe there. I mean, it just seems to be the kind of place where you create and do artistic things like this. Is that one of the reasons why you're there?
Well, yeah. I mean, it was an opportunity. You know, when you are doing theater, you look for a place that's affordable. When we moved in there, it was this old school building, and we walked into the space, and being from Chicago originally, where the theater community was booming, we walked in the space and went, oh my gosh, look at this. This space is available. It's green and it's ugly, but it's here and it's really cheap. So we built our own space in that. And over the years, there have been various deals with different developers that may have gone ahead of us moving, and nothing's ever, you know, happened. So we've just been there growing within that facility and looking for opportunities to grow outside of that. But we have, you know, some professional artists we've been working with it for a really long time. We have writers that work with us, directors and actors as well. But there's kind of an Atlanta ensemble of professional actors. So there are about maybe 15 professional theaters in Atlanta, and those actors work all over at these professional theaters around town, as well as now in the film industry and television industry and all those things that are butting up. But being in Little Five is great because we're kind of in the middle of the action, especially where things are happening on the Beltline, and there's Krog Street Market happening in our area and the Highland, the whole Highland area. I mean, it's just a huge explosion of energy and excitement in that area, which has been great because we're right next to it. And best of it, we have free parking where we are.
Wow. Nice.
So don't tell anybody. Else.
So how would you compare Horizon to other venues across town?
Our mission is to connect people, inspire hope, and promote positive change to the stories of our time. So we do all contemporary plays. When you come to our theater, you can know it's going to be something that's recent, that's never been seen before in Atlanta, and that it's going to have, it might not be sunny, but you're not going to go out depressed and going to want to kill yourself. So it's going to be upbeat for the most part, looking for stories that connect with Atlanta. And so I read a lot of scripts from all over the country. We turn down and reject a lot of stuff because we want it to be theme, subject matter that our community is going to connect with. So that's what we're looking for.
To me, that'd be the most fun part of that is reading all those scripts.
Yeah.
Seeing all the cool stories.
Yeah.
All right. Lisa Adler will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right. We're back with Lisa Adler, Artistic Director with the Horizon Theater Company.
So I guess I'm a little bit of a Broadway junkie. And one of the plays that's been on my list is Avenue Q. So I'm super excited that it's coming to Atlanta. I understand it's a little bit like Book of Mormon, tongue in cheek, really funny.
It is Book of Mormon-esque. It's Book of Mormon before a Book of Mormon.
Woo-hoo.
So no, Avenue Q was started. It ran off-Broadway, on-Broadway, Las Vegas, all over the world. We did, in 2011, we did one of the first professional productions outside of New York, and then we brought it back in 2012 for a long run, and now we're bringing it back again for more audience with most of the original cast that we had. But it's a comedy that takes sort of the Sesame Street concept. I'd say Sesame Street meets The Simpsons is the way to look at
okay.
it. So one of the songs is Everybody's a Little Bit Racist. That's one song. Another one is The Internet is for Porn. If you get, that's the get the drift of the kind of play.
Perfect.
Yeah. So it says, takes a story of a young graduate, college graduate with his BA in English who moves to New York City and takes a low income residence on Avenue Q. And it's about all the friends he makes on Avenue Q, especially when the day after he moves in, he gets a call saying he was laid off from the job that he just got with his BA in English.
Oh, no.
So he has to figure out how to negotiate life. So it's about life lessons told Sesame Street style in song. But the hook for Avenue Q is that it's puppets and people. So it's Sesame Street puppets, but it's the puppet with the person who are both the characters. So they're puppeteering these characters, but you're looking at the person and the puppet at the same time, and they both are playing the role.
That's fun.
So the people aren't hidden. They're really accentuated.
Not only they're accentuated, they literally are dressed as the character, and the puppet is dressed as the character, too.
Oh,
so
interesting.
You both are looking at both of them as the character.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there are some live actors in the play that do not puppeteer well. There's a couple, Brian, who's a stand-up comic, and his wife, Christmas Eve, who's a therapist who doesn't have any clients. It's about a diversity of a neighborhood. So there's African-American, Asian-American, different nationalities and stuff that are on Avenue Q. But there's a song called If You Were Gay, and the song goes, if you were gay, be okay.
That's good.
Yeah.
How fun is that?
Yeah, a song about homelessness, about, they just go the rampant through the whole thing.
God, if it's as good as your description of it, I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, it's a blast. It
sounds
really
like we all need to go. Now, I took my 16-year-old to see Book of Mormon earlier this year.
If they got through Book of Mormon, you are good.
Oh, it was really funny. Yeah. So we get to intermission. He's like, Mom, this really isn't, you know, this isn't what I was expecting. I'm like, oh,
just
wait. And at the end of it, he was like, oh, yeah, that was what I was expecting.
Well, the funny thing is people will come see the play and they tell me, oh, I was seeing the play. And the first 20 minutes, I'm going, oh, yeah, I can bring my teenager. Then we get, Oh, no, I'm not.
Well, you know, I think it's better for them to experience it with a parent and ask the questions and, you know, have that dialogue than whatever it is that they're going to read online or hear from their friends.
But, you know, people are so funny. It's so personal. People are really, really personal about it. So I just tell people, this is what's in the play. You can decide if it's right for your 14, 15, 16, 17-year-old. But I will tell you that if you bring your child, you will be the coolest parent ever.
Ever?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, those are real topics. You know, those are things that happen in real life. You got to talk about it eventually.
Yeah, I mean, the character is a young man getting out of college and having to experience the world for the first time. And if you're in high school, you're not all that far away from that.
Sure, it's a big transition.
Yeah, but I think that the biggest audience is probably people that are not that age, that are that are ready to just go and have a good time.
Well, you just completed a run at Piedmont Park, but you're going to be starting soon a run of it at Oglethorpe. So tell us about that. That's exciting.
Yeah, at Piedmont Park, we did the PG-13 version of it. So we had a couple songs cut. So we told people, if you want the real version, you got to come see us at the Conan Center. So yeah, we're in a new venue there. This is an experiment. When Georgia Shakespeare Festival closed in the fall, that venue became available and we had a connection with their president and they allowed us to come in there for the summer. So we'll be there for a month. We have seating outside for picnicking beforehand. It's this beautiful outdoor setting for bringing furnishings. We'll have wine and beer and all that good stuff. And then you can drink and then come see Avenue Q. It's a 500-seat facility, really beautiful. Very intimate, though. You'll be right up with the puppets. And then there's a meet and greet with the puppets and cast after every show. So you can come take your puppet pictures after the show. But it will be there for a month. So there's plenty of opportunities to see it.
Oh, it's going to be a great venue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I love that venue.
So what other productions are happening at Horizon?
Right now, the other thing, at our regular theater, we're doing a play called Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike. It won the 2013 Tony Award for Best Play. And it's a comedy by a writer named Christopher Durang, who's got a lot of, kind of been a global playwright. And this one is about a brother and sister who are in the house that they grew up in. Their parents have passed away. And their sister, who's a movie star, comes home for the weekend and tells them that she is going to sell the house.
Some news to come home to.
Yeah. So they all go to a costume party in which they're dressed as Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. And then there's a character, Cassandra, who's kind of predicts the future but is always wrong. But it's a play that's largely about sibling relationships, sibling rivalry. It's also about changing of generations. So there's like an older generation of character and younger generation. It's about time passing and sort of passing the torch to the next generations. It's very funny, but also has things that are touching and meaningful. The first act pays off in a couple of big second act scenes. But I've got huge, rave reviews so far. So that's been great for us.
Lisa, I hate to say it, but we're running low on time. We'll need to book an hour next time so we can recover everything. Before we let you go, a couple of things. Where can people get information about Horizon? Where can they get information on the Avenue Q performing at Oglethorpe? And then are there any volunteer opportunities with Horizon? Tell us about that.
Sure. Horizontheater.com is our website. Everything is available there. Ticket sale links and our phone number as well, 404-584-7450. Volunteer opportunities for the Conan Center, we always have ushering opportunities. So you can see the play for free anytime by becoming an usher. So you go to our website to find out the information. And we also use those folks at our facility as well. And there's information on our website too about other kinds of volunteer opportunities for young people in the community. We do have an apprentice program for people that are just out of school looking for a bridge to the professional world. So we have a 9-month apprentice program as well. And we also do a couple of family shows for kids. We do a family show at Christmas called Madeline's Christmas. So there's something for all ages at Horizon.
Yeah, that sounds great. Cool. Lisa Adler, the artistic director with Horizon Theater Company. Great to have you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
And good luck with these performances. All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guest, Lisa Adler, my co-hosts Carol Morgan and Brian Nonny, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.